You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Welcome to the very last episode of the KoopaCast of 2013, and this is our special, ended up being our special hat episode. We're all wearing hats. We'll call this the hat episode, and let's go around and introduce ourselves real quick. We'll start with Alex.
Oh, well, I'm Alex. I like Minnie Mouse. I guess that's about it, really.
That's deep, man.
Oh, I know.
Okay, money.
Oh, my turn. Hi, I'm Justin. They call me J Money.
All right, I want to figure this out once and for all. On my screen, from left to right, it goes Alex, J Money, Justin, Thomas, Tristan, then myself. Is everyone else like that?
I got right. Alex, J Money, you. Justin,
it,
Tom, and me.
Yeah,
I'm at the end. I used to always be on the left, but now I'm at the end, so I think you guys demoted me or something.
If we're doing that, then according to this, I'm the top-ranking man. I'm at the far right.
It's the hat.
No, shucks now. So wait, who's next?
Justin, online.
Oh, okay. hey, I'm Justin, and I'm a Braves fan, as represented by this hat. So,
yeah. Oh yeah.
I just like baseball, though. So, we don't have to get into any debates on Braves or Reds or any other team.
Honestly, let's not open that can of baseball worms.
Yeah.
Here, is it me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Tom. I had to steal my daughter's hat. It's the only one I had to hand. So that's why I look a bit silly.
It goes well with your shirt.
Yeah.
Show some pride, man.
Yeah. Looks right, like one of those academic hats when you can't see the top.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You just got to put a tassel on it.
Yeah, it's very scholarly.
Just sit like that.
Yeah, there you go. You're at your graduation ceremony.
All right, Mr. Tristan.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, episode.
Do what?
Sir Tristan.
Sir Tristan, yeah.
Sir Gentleman Tristan. Yeah. Hello. As I said, I am Sir Gentleman Tristan. Fancy man of pure Nintendo.
And I'm James. All right, let's dive into some of the highlights of this past 2 weeks. And we'll start from two nights ago. The 3DS Miiverse update 7.0 came out. 3DS update 7.0 came out, which brought Miiverse and other things. Has anyone downloaded that yet? Tried it out? It's a Miiverse thing?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Got it downloaded. Mm-hmm.
Thomas is finally on Miiverse for the first time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the Wii U yet. Being away from home. So, yeah, it's my first experience with it. But, yeah, it's fun. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I saw your Link drawing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Just the one post so far, but yeah, had to do a drawing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it runs pretty well. I thought it'd be a little bit sluggish just coming out, but I didn't really have any problems with it. I was pretty happy with it. I think it's gonna be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot. Yeah. A lot of people were saying they were having issues accessing the eShop. I haven't actually tried accessing the eShop after the update. Have any of you guys had issues?
No. But I heard that as well, yeah.
I heard about it, and apparently I guess Nintendo knows about the issue. I saw something where they said they're working on it. They're aware of an issue that can happen when they're when someone's linking their Nintendo Network ID. But I linked my ID with my Wii U, and I even linked my Club Nintendo account, and everything worked fine. I was able to access the eShop afterwards. So, they even have a cool thing. Did you guys see this? You can actually see like a little update icon or like a little one or something over the apps now or your games.
Really?
Kind of like on iOS.
So, like this is like version 1. Whatever kind of thing.
Well, yeah, it'll just let you know if you have apps that are out of date. You know, because if you go in the eShop and you go to the settings, it's kind of buried in there, but it has updates, and you can update like Virtual Console games or things like that whenever they push a new patch. Before it was all buried in there, but now it'll actually show you on your home screen if the game has an update, and it'll take you directly to it. So that's pretty fun.
I was just excited that we now have a linked eShop account. I really think that's step in the right direction.
Because, I mean, the people that complain about Nintendo not having a universal account, I mean, this is almost there, you know. Really, the only thing left, the only other piece is making sure people can just re-download their games even if they lose their system.
That was like the biggest thing for me as a barrier going into the eShop and buying the downloadable titles, because I'm still paying real money, and if I lose that system or if it's damaged, that needs to be, you know, able to be retrievable. So
exactly,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I lost my Ambassador games.
Wait! I don't want to hear that. I got a golden 3DS.
Back in the day, I updated my regular 3DS for the Ocarina of Time one. But I did it before the transfer came out. I lost them all. But Nintendo have said, you know, you can't have them back. But they've got proof that I was an ambassador. But you know,
it's weird.
It's like pulling teeth with them.
Well, and what's weird is it probably shows the ambassador those VC games like on your Club Nintendo account, probably. There's no way for them to sync that or whatever.
See, that's weird, because when I did my transfer from my 3DS to my XL, I was able to take everything with me, like my saved games, my ambassador thing. I think it was because, though, I stuck with the original SD card I had and not with the larger one that came with my 3DS XL. I think that was like the payoff, but...
The update came out, I think it was like a week after the Ocarina of Time came out.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like a week too early, basically.
Bummer.
Yeah, so he didn't even have that transfer tool that you had.
Speaking of Ambassador, when are we going to get more games for Ambassador users?
Well, I imagine that's probably it. I imagine that's kind of the list of exclusive. But on another note, we should have way more Game Boy Advance games than we currently have on the Virtual Console.
I'm still waiting for Castlevania Aria of Sorrow. That game was amazing.
Yeah. We could open up a whole can of worms on the Virtual Console.
Oh, we could. Oh, yeah. That's for...
And its shortcomings, but...
That's another episode.
Yeah.
Where we can have, like, 5 hours to talk. That might be enough.
Exactly.
One thing I'd like to see them do is get rid of the franc codes and completely integrate Nintendo Network IDs, but I don't
know if they're actually going to
do that.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because even the system friend code, it's still tying your account to a system at that point. And that's you know, that whole system, you know, when you lose your system, you're having to, you know, rebuy things, and that's just so silly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get there. This could be like the first... You know, baby step.
Yeah, it's definitely a good step. So,
especially if Nintendo wants to go into any type of achievement or award system for playing their games. Like going back to the only thing I know besides Nintendo is Xbox 360. You can log into someone else's account.
Yeah,
connect your Xbox Live account to that, and you can get all the achievements with them. So I can go over to someone's house and we can be playing a game, and the achievements will still be to my account, even though if I don't even have the game at my own console.
Yeah.
It never wants to go that direction. It'd be something. We're all playing Mario together. We all survive with wearing the cat suit or something. We get an achievement or whatever. We all get it instead of that person's console.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nintendo Network IDs are still tied to a system, even on a Wii U, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can't really do that even right now, logging in on someone else's. And...
Yeah.
So. It's something they could definitely do. They just need to do it.
Yeah. It's not a hard thing to do, I don't think. They may say it's hard, but...
That's usually the best cover-up for anything, though. It's just too difficult at the moment, or we got this and that. I left something in the oven.
Yeah. My guess is, from a software development background, is they have a lot of code and a lot of infrastructure that they already have in place with all of these different systems, Club Nintendo... Nintendo Network ID, you know, they may not necessarily be in the same database, the same servers. So, you know, from a technical aspect, they're like, well, we'd basically have to start from scratch. But from a customer standpoint, it's like, we'll do that, you know. There's obviously an easy solution because other people have done it. So if the legacy code or, you know, methodologies that you're doing is hindering you, then you just need to, you know, build up a new system in tandem and then cut the new system off and let the new one run. So
it's like pulling off the old Band-Aid. It's painful, but you just got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So my guess is they just have a bunch of legacy stuff they're just holding on to.
I got Band-Aids out of that.
Yeah.
That was the gist of what I was saying. Band-Aids.
Yeah. Bandits, got it. Magic,
got it.
The next bit of news that I found super interesting, because I'm actually in the market for some new ones, is to refurbish Wiimotes and Nunchucks for $20 through Nintendo Store, which is a fantastic price. And usually I'm a little worried about refurbished things, especially from like GameStop. This is from Nintendo, from the actual maker of it, so you know they're going to be some type of warranty, or at least they, hey, these are good. So I'm fine buying cheap, refurbished Wiimotes and Nunchucks for $20.
Yeah, and it's the whole thing, right? And it's
the Motion Plus.
Motion Plus built in and a Nunchuck.
That's fantastic.
That's a pretty good deal.
Jeez.
Yeah, because like a Nunchuck is $20 by itself.
Yeah, that's 60. It'd be $60 if you went to a store and bought it.
Right? Yeah.
So. That's pretty crazy.
And that's really smart of Nintendo saying that we're the ones who are fixing it, kind of thing like that. And in a way, it's almost like recycling, I guess, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've always been really good about repairs since even like the NES days. I mean, I can remember ordering stuff from my Game Boy, like my back plate for the battery cover. I'd order it from the repair shop all the time. So,
dude, in a way,
it's weirdly nostalgic for me.
If you happen to have two back plates for a Game Boy and you're not using them, I could totally use them.
Yeah, no.
They're probably still selling them. They got a bunch of old stuff on their online store.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I could find two, I'd be like, all right, I get over that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted an Game Boy Advance faceplate for the Micro. They're like so hard to come by.
Wait, you have a Game Boy Micro?
I know.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a Game Boy Micro? That's the better question, Tristan.
Me? Shut up. Happening.
How else are you going to play Pokemon on the go?
Yeah.
With a Game Boy? With a bigger screen? I'm just going to go with that.
Those old Game Boys are weapons.
Yeah, dude, those are, man. Those things are tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And move on to next bit of moves. The Super Ubi Land will be out sometime early to 2014.
He said he's going to have to change the name again.
Yes.
Yeah. It's no longer Super Ubi Land?
They don't know what it's going to be yet. Basically, without getting too much into it, I guess Nintendo thought it was a little too close to Super Mario Land. And so they're going to have to come up with a different kind of name. So they're kind of working on names. And he's told me a couple different options he's looking at, but... He told me just to kind of lay low on that for now, so.
Yeah, but you know, he's got a point. I mean, Ubi, Mario. I mean, like when you kind of roll around your mouth a little bit, they do sound a little bit funny. Just saying.
Well, I think it's just the whole title in general, not necessarily
right.
Characters.
What about Super Duper Ubi Land?
Oh!
There you go.
It's a clear difference.
Yeah. Super Ubi World. Mm.
Oh, boy. No, they're going to get you on that, too.
Super Ubi 2D World?
Anyway, I guess you can call it, I don't know what to call it. I guess you can call it the big news of the week, but it wasn't really big news. It was very disappointing. During Saturday night's VGX Awards, Reggie was there, hyping up such a great announcement. And he announced Cranky Kong is confirmed for Tropical Freeze, and it'll be out February 21st in North America.
Mm-hmm. Stuff we already knew.
And I didn't understand, when you looked on his Twitter feed, he was saying stuff like, I think he had a folder that was even stuff that I think mentioned Zelda for the Wii U or something like that. And he's like saying, oh, I'm super excited to be announcing things, and I'm pretty sure we were all hoping for that.
Yeah, well, like, it was so dumb of them to hype it up, especially, you know, because Reggie even acknowledged that he knew about the leak. You know, he knew about that Cranky Kong art, box art getting out there. So, like, and then they're still hyping it up even after that. You know, they're hyping it up, like, Tuesday and Wednesday last week. And, like, that's what's just...
I find that really, really odd, especially since the target audience that's going to watch that show is probably well aware of, like, the leaks and stuff as they come out.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you couldn't even use, like, you know, oh, it's for, you know, the other people who, you know, maybe don't look up video game news. Like, you can't even use that as an excuse.
No, uh-uh.
And that's, they even asked him, like, straight up about Metroid, his Metroid pin and stuff during VGX.
Yeah, really. Is that really coincidental that he had a Samus pin, which I don't know about you guys, I kind of really want one, but beyond the point.
Yeah. Well, I imagine he probably wore it because it was Retro Studios. There was a guy from Retro there. So he's like, oh, this would be a fun little thing, and maybe he thought it would be completely, you know... non-questionable, oh, no one would care, but it's like when you have 3 million people looking at you, they're going to digest everything you're doing.
Exactly. You know?
That's what we do. We overanalyze. The man just likes his pins.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, he has tons of those little pins. He's got like a little Ape at Luigi.
Oh, don't do that one of that one.
Remember, we saw Reggie. We talked to him at E3.
Yeah, he had the Zelda one.
Yeah, he had that Zelda one, and he told us right there, he's like, oh, yeah, one of our employees at the Nintendo World Store in New York makes them. And she'd been making a few of them or something. So he probably just asked her, hey, can you make a Metroid one for me? And
if only they could, like, mass produce them and sell them on their site, I'd buy a lot of them.
I'm sure they're looking into it.
And there are some cool pure Nintendo pins out there.
Oh, man. I mean, like, nothing more to make you look more swag than a pure Nintendo pin.
That's right. I've got it right here. Look at that P-Wing pin, and look at all these other nice pins.
Looking good.
We should send Reggie one.
Yeah. No, actually, we should. I'm actually sending a care package to them soon. So.
Oh, really?
Stick that in there.
Did you put in our pure Nintendo staff car wash calendar? you should see James in there. That scandalous girl.
Yeah, the shirtless one. Yeah.
we got James and Daisy Duke shorts.
I told you, I got some nice legs. I used to play a lot of sports when I was in high school.
And you don't even want to see the one Tom's in. I mean, like, we barely got past the FCC for that one.
So anyways, back on topic.
We are family friendly.
Yeah.
back on topic, like, that's one thing I don't – it's hard to figure out Nintendo, because then they hype up these, I want to say, crappy announcements or not exciting announcements. And then they go, you guys remember when the XL was announced? It was through a Nintendo Direct in the middle of the night, and the Japanese won. And it kind of just, like...
Here it is, here's the new system.
And it was like near the end, and I'm sitting there, like, half asleep, like, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, wait a minute, what is that? And then they announce it in America 1 later, but it's like, that's something you hype up and not hype up announcement about a game we've known about for a year and a half or whatever that's already coming out in 3 months.
Yeah. Right. Or when we were at E3 and they did the same thing for introducing the Wii Fit Trainer in the Smash Brothers. To me, that one was just a kick in the face. That was
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was cool, but it's not something you hype up.
Exactly.
You know?
Like,
it's not.
They were trolling us.
Oh, yeah. They're so.
It was hilarious.
And that's the thing.
I thought it was funny.
They can easily get Nintendo fans, you know, so. You know, it's like the simplest tweet, like, hey, we're going to announce something this weekend. Like, oh my goodness, they're announcing, you know, some support we've wanted forever. Oh, they're announcing Majora's Mask 3D.
Don't you dare. Don't even joke about that, man.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people were saying when the rumors were coming out about the Miiverse update for 3DS going live Monday night. People were like, it's Majora's Mask 3D. Majora's Mask 3D. It's like, oh my goodness.
Guys, come on, be realistic.
Yeah. I was like, no wonder Nintendo trolls us all the time. We're so trollable.
I feel like we're a bunch of cats, and Nintendo is the owner with the laser pointer, and we're like, you know, we're running for the laser pointer. Makes me know they just ram us into a cupboard or something.
Yes, yes. That's actually a very good analogy. We could probably make millions off of a shirt doing that.
Millions.
I have like some Nintendo fan like, you know,
in the cat suit clawing at something. Yeah. Meanwhile, Reggie's up there just laughing.
It'll be the new meme.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex.
What's up?
Reggie's doing the creepy laugh that you showed me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, it's Tristan time to buy a cat suit and pose for the new calendar.
Yeah, yes, purchased one, he says.
But going back again.
Wow.
Going back to that announcement, that was the first time in a long time that I was emotionally upset with Nintendo. That was weird, to say. But I was upset with Saturday night because if you think about it, after February 21st, what do we have on the Wii U? And that worries me. This would have been a perfect time to say, hey, Bayonetta 2 is coming out in first quarter or March or sometime or X or whatever. Show something else off. As of right now, all we have is Donkey Kong.
Well, I heard, and this might be speculation. I read it somewhere. I think it was on Zelda Informer that I guess the president of Nintendo of Germany
was on Pure Nintendo. Talking. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
What's up?
It was also on Pure Nintendo. Just throwing that out there.
Just saying that. They hinted that Smash Brothers might see a spring release in 2014.
Yeah, it's false.
Yeah. It's false.
Nintendo already came out and kind of debunked that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wanted to believe it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the problem, man. You're giving your heart up, your nerd heart up too easily, which I mean, I'm guilty of that too.
Yeah. It was too good to be true anyway. I mean, you know, Mario Kart was already announced for spring, and that's probably going to be like May or delayed till June. You know, who knows when.
They haven't
winter of the next year.
They haven't really released much in the ways of Smash Bros. Like, if you remember with Brawl, obviously they used to reveal something every day, didn't they, on the website?
Yeah, they had that
they did. Every day was something.
But isn't it just screens at the moment? There's not actually a lot of... Because I remember it was they used to show you like courses and menu and like music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Items. And...
They do show off some new items and courses or stages or whatever in the screenshots, but yeah, it's few and far between. Like maybe they'll do that every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
There needs to be some consistency with that. The biggest shock, I'm pretty sure everyone can agree with, was when if you guys went on there and you saw the Skull Kid. I kind of freaked out for a little bit. I was like, oh my God, is he a playable character? Sure enough, no, he's just an assist trophy. But that's still cool nonetheless.
Yeah. And like he clearly stated, like, this is not a playable character.
Yeah, he was really, Sakurai was really like, you know, in your face about that.
Yeah.
But Nintendo have really been dropping hints about Majora's Mask, and I think that's just a further bit of speculation, isn't it? But
Tom, don't break my heart. You're breaking my heart, man. You're setting up for heartbreak.
Yeah.
E3 this year, I bet. Majora's Mask.
Yep. And,
and Majora's I'm not Mask, hearing you. I'm just not
Mask
hearing you.
Was in Link nope. Between Worlds, too.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm not hearing you. I'm just reading my thing. I'm living nostalgia. I'm just,
Hey, you know what, James? I just thought of our predictions. Did we do predictions for this year?
We did. We got to look at them.
Yeah, we should do those here on the KubaCast and see how stupid or smart we were.
Yeah, I will look those up. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
But we know one of them was
that'll
smart.
Be able to take up a little bit of time. How about the YouTube claims?
Oh, the copyright thing?
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
dude,
that's
there's been so many bad ones. Like, Pro Jared has he's doing the Nuzlocke challenge of Pokemon, I think X. Uh-huh. And he posted a picture on Twitter today. It was like almost 12 of his videos were taken down because of copyright infringement. And also a shout out to the completionists out there. He stated, I believe on Twitter, that people in Germany can't watch his Metal Gear Solid completion video because of, I believe, copyright. Yeah, which is, if you guys haven't seen his completion of Metal Gear Solid, holy crap, the Big Boss Challenge is just ridiculous. It's inhuman. You have to beat the game in, like, under 30 minutes or something, I think.
Well, and I have to give props to some of those game companies out there, too, that are like, if you get claims, make sure you submit, you know, a counterclaim or whatever, and we'll investigate and get it taken care of. Like,
yeah.
I think, like Capcom and a few other companies were like, we won't make any claims on video.
Silver.
Yeah,
because these claims aren't coming from the developers themselves. They're coming from Google.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are. I don't want to say all of them are, but most of them are coming from.
And it seems like a lot of them are based on the music, like not the actual video.
Crazy. Yeah, YouTube has always been like a stickler for like the music copyright stuff. It's, I don't know, that's weird. It's a really, really slippery slope when it comes to YouTube, because you got a place where anybody can make their own videos, but not necessarily everybody's a musician, so they want to put their favorite tracks and music in their videos, and it's just a copyright mess.
Yeah, and I mean, like, when it comes to video recording, I mean, like, essentially, I feel like once you do that, I mean, as long as, I guess, it's not like you're saying, like, let's say if we recorded some Super Mario 3D World footage, it's not like we're saying in our video, oh, by the way, Nintendo endorsed us to make this video or something like that, you know. I think if it's obvious that, you know, that you're recording the device, I mean, that's your own liberty to do with it, correct? I mean, it's not like we'd say, oh, by the way, yeah, we made this game. I couldn't make it.
I think from a developer standpoint, what they're saying is, like, let's say somebody goes onto YouTube and watches A Link Between Worlds or Super Mario 3D World. The game just came out recently.
Okay.
And they watch somebody play through the whole thing. Now they've seen the whole experience, and what's to say, you know, why would they want to go buy it if they've seen the whole game? There's no surprises left. Whereas a lot of people who are for like let's plays and gameplay recordings in general will say, well, watching those videos gets me more excited and makes me want to buy the game even more.
Right. It's a mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm. So
but go ahead, Alex.
I was just going to say, I think it's a really tricky situation, and there needs to be a compromise between both parties, because I think it can do a lot of good for the companies. I've actually been turned on to many games that I would have never played before thanks to videos like that.
Same here.
So, you know, it's a positive thing, but we just got to find that legal happy medium.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember who I was talking to, but they said like the threshold for, I guess, the music in the game or in the video is like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that too, because once you cross that like 10-second line, then that's like, well, crossing the boundary pretty much.
Right, and like 10 seconds is nothing.
That's what I've been taught in all my journalism video classes was 10 seconds.
Huh.
Then you had to find credit or get credit or
permission. Same like the music belongs to so-and-so or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Like this is music is not my own kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and by the way, Alex, what you said earlier, you said, you know, someone sees a video of Link Between Worlds. I mean, at that point, they're like, why would I want to go buy it? I think the question is, why wouldn't someone want to go buy Link Between Worlds? I mean, seriously, come on, guys.
Well, I mean, duh. I know. But I was, yeah. Just for example, everyone should buy A Link Between Worlds.
God, that game's so good.
I can't. I'm curious, how many would agree that yes, it's good overall to have these videos, but these companies have every right to pull them because it's their product.
Well, that's kind of been my standpoint, is that I like having the videos online, but it is these companies' property or whatever. I mean, they have the right to put in a copyright claim or whatever. It's their product.
Yeah.
Just think of it like someone took our article out of the magazine or used a half a page somehow, somewhere, or took a page out and used it as their own. It's somewhat of the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would want credit for it.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's that legal, moral gray area thing. It's so difficult to
navigate. Yeah, they could be publicizing our magazine. They can say, but it's like, hey, no, this is our stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, taking a sentence is one thing, but then when you know, using an example of a sentence is one thing, but then when you use like an entire like chunk of it, that's another. I just got an idea. What's up?
Finish up, but I just got an idea.
Okay. My thing is, as long as you're not going on saying that, like you're not saying I own this game, I own everything that came with it, or whatever like that, then I kind of see no foul. But at the same time, I do see the concern for the developer when at least credit for that, like, oh, we did that.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of like an idea for like a, like, you know, a pretty fair compromise. Like, let's say somebody makes a walkthrough video or something for a Nintendo game. What if there was agreement that Nintendo would say, yes, you can, as long as there's commentary going over it, you can use our video, but as the compromise, the commercial that would play for your paid video would have to be a Nintendo commercial. Mm. Or like for any other company. That way they're getting, you know, the publicity for their game plus their commercial out. You know, it's kind of a scratch my back, scratch yours type of deal. Mm-hmm. That might be an interesting compromise.
Quid pro quo.
That is an interesting idea.
It is.
Man, I should be a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So if Nintendo wants to send us money for us to do walkthroughs, is what you're saying.
Got your back, guys.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I found Justin's live predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be nice to have you guys here, because usually it's just me going over these and assigning points. And I've been called biased at times. I think Matt called me biased last year. So you guys can help us vote these, because right now Justin and I are tied. We've done this for 6 years now. We're tied at 3-3.
Yeah.
And so this is a big
still trying for Star Fox, right?
That is my second one on here. Start with mine. And my first one, I pretty much nailed. The new Zelda game will be released.
Yeah, you nailed it. That.
Yeah, I nailed that one.
Swish.
1 point. My second one is the new Star Fox game is finally coming out.
No.
Once again, heart is broken.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my third one is Nintendo has been holding back a lot for the 3DS and the Wii U launch months. First half of 2013 will focus on the 3DS, second half on the Wii U.
Can we give you halfsies?
Yeah. We can. We've done that before.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd say it's a half of anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were right on the Pikmin there, Dan.
Yeah, Pikmin will come out later than sooner, around the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yep, point.
Point. Nintendo released another large patch, similar to the release patch, which will fix a lot of issues around the Wii U's OS.
Yep, there were several of those.
Yeah, I think they kind of broke them up into smaller patches, but... Mm-hmm.
Well, the big summer one.
Yeah, they did have a big one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
GTA 5 will come to the Wii U.
A
little bit. No.
That's funny.
Something related to Smash Bros. Will be shown off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Got that one.
Yeah. Nailed it. New Metroid.
Game will be shown off. I should have nailed that, but I didn't.
Yeah. Nintendo should have done that.
A music-based game will make a comeback. No, there is that one that actually uses a real guitar. Rocksmith.
Is that on the Wii U, though?
It doesn't matter. I didn't say the Wii.
Oh. You left that one very general.
I'm so sorry, James. Please forgive me.
Oh, and your last one's a given.
I'll leave it up to the jury on the music one. Yes, no.
Why not?
I kind of think music games are kind of dead.
Yeah, I hope they stay dead. Pure Nintendo Magazine will have a powerful year. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 for me.
5.5. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's a pretty good score.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Let's go over to Justin's. Oh, boy. Okay. The success of the Super Mario Galaxy to be shown.
No.
No.
Yeah. These are making me sad, guys.
Yeah. Second one's going to Nintendo's Network ID Miiverse to be implemented on a 3DS. He just nailed that.
I just nailed that.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, son.
Sliding in at the end of the year.
GTA 5 announced for the Wii U.
I can't believe you guys both hope for that one.
Yeah.
Hoping.
A small teaser for Smash Brothers. 3DS Wii U will be shown off in 2013.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Hey. Wii U Sports compilation announced.
Compilation?
Yeah. Do we give that to him for the Wii
Sports? Yeah. Game? I think so. Why not? Because I mean, like, more sports. You got Rocksmith. He gets that.
By the way, did they say golf's coming out this month?
Well, they've been showing off golf in, like, some gameplay trailers recently.
Yeah, and Nintendo had that event at their headquarters, and they were doing golf.
They just keep things soon.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be, like, a January thing.
It'll probably be January.
I'm looking forward to the golf. I like
listening to golf. I know. That's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah.
And I like that they're doing it the way they did in the tech demo, where you have the gamepad on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm excited about baseball, too. Hopefully that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what were the other
ones? His next one is a 3DS Zelda to debut in some form in 2013.
Yeah.
Got it.
Damn. And
Retro Studio.
He got this one, too. Retro Studio to show off the next project.
Ah.
He got that one.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're secretly hoping for Metroid.
Yeah, I was secret. I remember when I was making this list, I was like, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a Metroid because you know, we didn't know if it was going to be like a new IP or something at that point.
Playing it safe.
Yeah.
The next one is the first glimpse at Mario Kart. You got that one.
Yeah.
And the last one, a new Pokemon RPG announced for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't realize we didn't know about X and Y at that point, but I guess X and Y wasn't announced till February or something, right? Or, mm-hmm.
And Justin got 6.
Oh,
no.
That was Justin, close, though.
The all-seeing.
That last one, Wii U games utilizing 2 Wii U game pads to be shown in 2013.
Oh, there was another one.
Yeah. Didn't get that one.
Mm.
Hopefully they'll show some off for a dual gamepad next year.
Yeah. Well, like, I remember Reggie even talking about it, you know, around the Wii U's launch, that we would see that at E3, but, you know.
Nintendo trolling us and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Have any of you guys been curious about the, I know when the Wii U launched, people were talking about that mysterious port on the bottom of the Wii U gamepad?
Yeah, what's the deal with that? The only time I've seen that, it's like at like conventions for like charging.
Yeah, like they have like a little, you know, extender security cable, but it can also act as a charger, I think. And
yes, that there.
And like the two golden squares on the side are what you use for, you know, in the charge cradle. But I was like, you know, what if Nintendo is planning, you know, kind of like they do with the GameCube, where they have these different peripheral ports for different things they may come out with throughout the life of the system. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if they had, like, a range extender? You know, because people have been talking about, oh, it'd be cool to use the gamepad in more places.
Oh, well, that would be awesome.
Like, what if they actually had a little device that just plugged into the bottom there, and it extended the range 50 feet or, you know, or whatever, or, you know, they had a device that allowed you to connect via Wi-Fi or something, you know, who knows?
I was going to say, like, in that same vein, if they wanted to do the multiple gamepad support, maybe you'd have a peripheral that sends off, like a WaveBird, a different wireless signal for it to connect to.
Yeah.
So you could have multiple gamepads.
Yeah, or even, like, extra memory or something, mm-hmm. you know, some sort of an extension that would allow the gamepad to do more, or, you know what I mean? Kind of like the expansion pack with the 64.
Right.
The possibilities.
Yeah. So, anyways, there's a lot. It seems like there's a lot they could do with it, but who knows. And I'm just going to throw this in there because I was also thinking about it. Where are the near-field communication games?
I know, gee.
Was it that Pokemon Rumble said that one's coming out soon? Or would be, I think it was, I want to say it's Reggie, but I'm going to be wrong, said that they're working on one. And we'll hear about one soon.
I keep thinking about Rayman Legends when they like first were announcing the trailer.
Yeah, I thought that would have been cool having like some little figurines or you know something to go along with the game.
Yeah.
Can I make a prediction for next year?
Sure.
Next year, I want to see a new IP involving the NFC. That's my prediction.
That would be awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, for Nintendo to build it into the hardware itself, you think, like, they may be planning something.
They have to.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Pokemon's good with it, but what if Nintendo did have, like, a completely new, you know, IP up there?
That is my prediction. It'll be announced. It won't be available, but it'll be announced.
Yeah. I hope to God they do, because it's been over a year since we used launch, and we've really only seen, like you said, Pokemon Rumble. I guess Disney Infinity, maybe? But, I mean, like,
They have their own separate pad for Disney Infinity, right?
Yeah. Well, then, all right, then they'll scrap that one, then. But, I mean, like, we really haven't seen another one since then. It's like, guys, come on, you build it for a reason. It's like saying we built the 3DS, but it doesn't have 3D capability yet, or we don't have a game to play it on 3D.
What if Smash Brothers used it? Like, what if you could get, like, a figure of your character, and they put in, like, an RPG element? So you'd have, like, a character, I use Lucas. So I have a little figure of Lucas, and all of my stats could be saved onto Lucas, and then I could take him over to somebody's house, and my own custom Smash Lucas is on the NFC.
That would be cool.
Baby.
The funny part is, I think I wrote something about that on Pure Nintendo earlier in the year.
Who wants to play Lucas?
But the only problem with that is it may not be able to hook up to the 3DS at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
Because wouldn't have that NFC there, but
it's got infrared, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got infrared.
So maybe you could work with that.
So they could still come up with like one of those pod sort of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So does Jessica James have any other predictions for next
there
year?
There he is.
Oh, we're saving them. We're saving our...
Oh, you're saving them.
Yeah.
Oh, I got excited then.
No. Maybe the Runaway 5 will be an assist trophy. Okay, now Alex can attest to this one. Wouldn't it be great, Alex, if for their assist trophy, instead of them singing you or something, they bend over behind your enemy and they just push them over?
That would be pretty darn amazing.
Yeah, you know which boss I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
God, I hated their boss. By the way, if you guys are wondering what I'm talking about, go play Earthbound.
Yep.
Please do.
Actually, Tom, you know what I'm talking about, right? I think because was it you and Erica? You've all played you played all of the Mother games.
Yeah, I haven't completed the first one, but
the first one is so hard. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. What makes it hard? The fact you have to learn Japanese, or is it just it's?
No, there's a fan translation of it.
Yeah, there are dubious ways to find it. Not that we condone that.
So what makes it
hard? Nintendo.
So what makes it difficult, though?
It's just a lot of high-level enemies that you have to grind ridiculous amounts of time for.
A lot more grinding involved.
A lot of random encounters.
Mm-hmm. I still need to play the Earthbound with Lucas in it, because apparently the story is like darker than Earthbound's.
Yeah.
If you guys don't like grinding, and who does, but if you don't like grinding, you guys should all play Xenoblade Chronicles.
I picked that up at GameStop not too long ago.
Yeah?
Wow.
It's sitting there all pretty. I need to play it.
How much did you pay for it?
Yeah. I paid I think they dropped it down to,
yeah,
to 60.
Yeah, there's a discount. Mm-hmm.
And then there was another discount, like, a week after I bought it for 60, they dropped it to, like, 30 or something, and I got really mad, but, mm-hmm. you know.
I bought the bundle with the classic controller that they released in the UK, because it was a red classic controller, and I've got the red Mario Wii.
Oh, nice.
So, it matches perfectly.
but, yeah, does it play better? Does it play better on the classic controller?
I haven't actually played it. Erica was the one that played it. I haven't got around to play it yet, but yeah, I got it it was a good price, and I wanted the classic controller as well, so.
Nice. I've heard nothing but good things about that game. I mean, to the point where GameStop is still, it's still on there, like, you trade this game in with another game, you'll get a new one for like $10. If that's still on that list, then man, that's got to be a good title.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
Justin, didn't you say you could just turn on the title screen music and just like take a nap to it? How pretty
it
is.
Oh yeah, yeah. My goodness.
I'm so excited for X.
Fantastic, yeah. So yeah, I'm really excited for X, hoping for good things.
Yeah, well, we have to ask Nintendo if they can send us like multiple copies, because I'm pretty convinced that X is going to have some online multiplayer thing. If you've seen in the trailers, it looks like a chat system, so...
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll probably be like Xenoblade, but you know, more co-op and online play.
Oh, if only. From what I hear, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So looking back at 2013, can you summarize 2013 of Nintendo? Not your life. I don't care about your life.
It's like, where do I begin?
I wrote an opera about it.
Summarize Nintendo's 2013 in one sentence. It can be 20 words or three.
Do we have to do it in the form of a question?
No.
I think I got one word to describe it. Roller coaster. A lot of ups, a lot of downs.
Nice.
Well, you put a hyphen in that roller coaster. I see what you did there.
Just let that one sink in for a while, you know. It's okay.
That's okay. You just got to roll with it.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Anyone else?
I think, so I guess two parts to mine.
Mm-hmm. One sentence, because those are the rules.
Yeah. let's see here. The Wii U, I think, is a missed opportunity, but the 3DS really... shined in 2013.
That's nice.
Also, where was Luigi? For the year of Luigi, we didn't see a lot of Luigi.
Nintendo did confirm that they're going to extend the year of Luigi to 2014. Oh, yeah.
They had a lot of Luigi. Dark Moon, new Super Luigi U. What else
did
they
do? Never enough Luigi.
Yeah.
Mario and Luigi Dream Team.
That game's
good. If they're extending it to next year, surely that means we're yet to see another title that's not announced. They'd have to release something in 2014 for it to qualify as Luigi
in a system bundle.
Yeah, it could be that. Remember that rumor we heard of Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon coming to Wii U?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be that, too.
Or if they do a Luigi's Mansion for the Wii U, though, I'd want them to do like.
Yeah, I'd want it to be like a new one.
Though. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like or especially after playing Mario 3D World, like the ghost houses. And...
Oh man, the music in the ghost houses are like, I know that's just one thing in the music. Beautiful. Sorry, I had to get that out. I think what if Nintendo blows us away and just gives us a Luigi platform adventure game with just Luigi? Like Mario's not even in there. It's just Luigi on his adventure to go save, let's say, Daisy, and maybe while
Mario
Luigi
is missing.
Come...
I was just gonna say,
you're off, you're done. Actually, I can't say much. I have the game for the Super Nintendo in my closet.
Where it belongs.
Right next to Mario's time machine.
Yeah.
I get to learn.
It's okay. I have the three Zelda CDIs, the Unholy Triforce.
Yeah, that's actually quite true. Yeah, you got it worse than I do.
And I played them.
Can you not wait to bounce the Dodongos?
I can't wait. Every day I say that when I get up.
I'm just picturing you wake up going, oh, I can't wait to bounce.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to be so in a better game. We'll get into
2014. What's your expectations for 2014? For everything, for your life. Tell me about your life. What do you expect to achieve in 2014?
To be in the Pacific Northwest, up in the Seattle area. Mm. And to gain my Thor-like body.
I really want Nintendo to blow us away with the Wii U next year. I'm not sure it's going to happen, but I really, really want them to just, like, maybe, like, new Metroid, new Star Fox, this, that, just do it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got a prediction going back to Justin's old prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We've had Mario Galaxy 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. We've had Mario 3D World. So next we need Mario Universe. Which is a follow up to Galaxy, but on an even bigger scale.
Yeah, when they first talked about the Wii U, I was like, yeah, Mario Universe needs to be the title for the brand new.
That's genius,
dude. That blew me away. Actually, I'm right now having one of those. I wish I would have thought of that episodes. God.
Yeah, well, lovely. We'll look back on this episode next year, and we'll be like,
what?
We're a bunch of prognosticators, weren't we?
Let me get my thesaurus real quick.
Isn't that what they call the groundhog on Groundhog Day? They call him the prognosticator of prognosticators?
I thought they called him Bill Murray.
It was in that movie. It was in Groundhog Day.
That was a good movie. That was a clever movie.
That is good. That is good.
Yeah.
Any more 2014 predictions?
My expectation is that you guys won't cry your eyes out when I beat you at Mario Kart 8. That's my expectation.
I will beat you at Mario
Kart 8. Because it won't happen.
It won't happen.
Yeah. you say that. Oh, God, you say that.
Do you know why I stayed away from playing you guys on 3DS?
Because, please, enthrall me.
Because, I'll be honest, I suck at handhelds, but where I really shine and achieve is on consoles.
Oh. It's the exact opposite.
James is waiting.
I'll just prove myself on console.
Mario Kart 8, showdown.
I had a very lonely summer one time and just played Mario Kart Wii. Hours and hours and hours.
Was this before you met your wife?
Yes.
that doesn't sound very lonely, though, James. That sounds amazing.
Sounds like a good summer to me.
So, now he's got a player, too, whenever he needs it.
Yeah.
Okay, new expectation. My expectation is that we'll have an office by then, and then we'll all be in the same room. That way we can just record ourselves playing and then yell at each other.
That would be cool. there are no friends in Mario Kart, as we've discovered.
There are no friends in Mario Kart.
Especially when like you some, 32 race straight through.
Yes. Yeah. Thomas, this goes back to E3. We played pretty much every night after the show.
Yeah.
And we'd just play like all in the room together, and we would get like we had like 8 of us connected at all times pretty much. It was awesome. And then even in the airport, we saw, like, some IGN guys, and there were some other guys that joined in. So we had, like, a Mario Kart 7 tournament going there in the terminal. But it was pretty
I was the best. I was the best. Oh, okay, yeah. So I might have lost a couple of races.
Oh, come on. People were lapping you, Tristan.
Eli beat you.
Shut up.
And Eli had never played before.
Yeah. Eli kept on going like, yeah, that's right. I'm the pink shy guy. Like, he'd be all excited for the pink shy guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Eli's like, yes, I got fifth. And then Tristan's like back in seventh or eighth or something.
You know,
he keeps trying to use the bullet, but you know, the bullet only helps so much.
Dude, you know you suck at Mario Kart when you get the bullet bill, which is like, oh, you're not good at this game? Here, let me give you a boost that will absolutely do nothing for you.
You probably got it multiple times in a row. You were so far behind.
All right, but let me go back to PAX Prime. on our flight back.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, of course not. You wouldn't remember your own defeat, would you? I think someone's having post-traumatic stress.
Here's the difference. At E3, you have like a dozen witnesses that Tristan sucks. Yeah. And instead of so far as packed flight, there's only Tristan's word. So yeah.
that could have been a dream or, you know, some sort of, you know, inception experience. So we don't even know.
I'm excited for Smash Brothers. That's going to separate the men from the boys.
Oh,
and the women from the ladies. I'm not sexist.
That's a true gentleman right there.
Smash Brothers will rule all.
Yes.
I'm not so good at Smash Brothers, so.
Oh, good. So when I start beating you down to the ground, go, oh, what's wrong, Jimmy? I'm overlapping you. Oh, with my fist. I'm just going to get that final smash, and I'm going to taunt you with it. I'm just going to bounce around your attacks. Oh, do you want me to use it now? No, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to enjoy this.
Real men, no items, no smash balls. Final destination.
Mm. Everyone plays as Fox.
Exactly. All right, two more questions, then we can go. Biggest surprise of 2013. Hmm. Everyone go at once. Go. Did 2013 suck that badly? Did it was a surprise?
No, I'm just like,
I'm trying to think of what so surprised many surprises.
I like the anti-gravity in Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would say the 2DS was the biggest surprise. I don't know.
Okay.
Just because it came out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
Because like Mario Kart we knew about and Smash Brothers we knew about, but.
Yeah, I'd say the 2DS or Wii Fit Trainer in Smash Bros. I did not see that coming.
I don't think any of us did.
Maybe Donkey Kong. I wasn't expecting a Donkey Kong. So that was cool.
I'm going to have to go with the 2DS. Not so much of what it was, but surprised how well it, you know, played in my hand. That was my big surprise. I was not expecting it to, you know, be a practical device, but then after playing it, it kind of blows you away a little.
Yeah, it's solid.
I would have to go with the 2DS because it's the first time in a while that I didn't believe something for a very long time. Like I saw it, and I was like, "This isn't true." I didn't believe it really until Nintendo press release came out.
Yeah,
until I found Nintendo press release, it was already out. But I was like, "No." I saw it on other websites. Like, no, this isn't true.
It's a spot.
This is April Fool's on whatever month it was.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Yeah, and who knows? We may still have a surprise left in 2013. Because I still think they need to do a Nintendo Direct this month. So
it's and next week or never.
Yeah, I was like, next week is the last week before Christmas and New Year, so.
There usually is one when there's an update as well for a major update for the 3DS or the Wii U.
Yeah.
So there should be one with the Miiverse update.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully next week we'll get another Direct, and hopefully it'll fill in those gaps, those question marks that we have for, you know, early next year. It'd be nice to, you know, get a new Mario Kart trailer that says, hey, instead of just spring, it's April. Or, you know, they may not give us a firm date, but at least start solidifying some things.
Yeah.
Because I think they need to do that just to round out the holiday season, because people are going to be buying stuff up until Christmas. And I just think showing people more of what's coming next year for the Wii U is going to entice people to buy it now.
And if they do say, like, okay, we have a Smash Brothers coming out in April and, I don't know, you know, Mario Kart's coming out this month or, you know, whatever month they say, that might entice people to buy a Wii U before Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a smart marketing
move. Because there's deals and sales and bundles and stuff around this time of year. So they're like, hey, there's already stuff I know that I would like on the system now, and there's good stuff coming in the future. Nintendo just needs to provide some more of those hints, I think.
Yeah.
Because whether it's true or not, I don't think it's true, but everyone's like, oh, Nintendo's going to give up on the Wii U next year. There's no reason to buy it. And I was like, that's the stupidest thing in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. But frankly, people believe that, you know, like people are looking at these forums. They're like, oh, well, maybe Nintendo is giving up on the Wii U. I don't need to get one. They're not, you know, the Smash Brothers game isn't even going to come out before they cancel it or whatever. And mm-hmm. I just want them to like give every reason for people not to think that, you know.
Well, have you noticed on TV now? I've been watching ABC Family because I like to watch the Christmas specials around this time. Oh, they're really very aggressive right now with their marketing. Just about every commercial break, there's a Wii U commercial. Uh-huh. Like they're painful because they're targeted towards, you know, like families. So they're being silly. Yeah. But I think just in a couple of days, I've seen more Nintendo commercials than I have like my entire life before.
Even in retailers, like they're getting with the retails and they're getting into mm-hmm. the retail commercials. And all that, I just saw a Walmart commercial. Mm-hmm. They were promoting the Luigi and Mario.
It's definitely a lot more aggressive now.
Yeah. And that's good.
Even in some of the major like award shows too, I've seen like not a lot of commercials, but at least one come up during major award shows.
I totally lost my train of thought because Alex mentioned Christmas specials, and the first thing that came to my mind was the Super Mario World cartoon special of Christmas. So I kind of just drew a blank.
What was your question, James? What are we looking forward to?
Big surprise of 2013, but my next question is big disappointment of 2013.
Biggest disappointment of 2013.
My skills at Mario Kart.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was if I knew you back in December, that would have been my predictions.
I love you, James. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a hard question a bit because I'm trying to think what game essentially came out that was like, really?
Pokemon Rumble U. I was so excited for the figures and it just felt like a shell of a game. You know, it was average in every way when it could have been so much more. They took away from it when I don't know. I was.
Did you play the 3DS version before that came out?
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I played those, but it's the Wii U one with the NFC and everything. It was cool using the figures, but other than that, that was like the only draw. It was just an average so-so game, and I don't know. I was expecting a little more than just what I got. That's my disappointment. Mm-hmm.
I would actually say my disappointment is how it took so long for the Wii U and the 3DS to get such an awesome lineup. I mean, like, it's great that it's here, but it's kind of sad and disappointing that it took that long to get there. Like, I felt like this is something that should have happened at the beginning of the year rather than near the closing end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I'm disappointed in any one game because, like, most of the games I have, I love. You know, there wasn't like one game where I went out and bought it and I was like, oh, this kind of stinks. You know, I usually do my research and I know what I'm going to like. But I think I'm just disappointed in maybe Nintendo in general as far as like just their marketing approach, I don't know, just the way they've handled things this year. And just they're not really being cocky. They're being like, oh, it doesn't really affect us. You know, sort
stubborn.
Of, yeah, like stubborn, and it's like, you guys need to care a little bit more. You know what I mean? You need to care what people say, care what people are, you know, claiming about you or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, there needs to be a little bit of tail between the legs. Like, yeah, they're not going to fall apart, but yet Wii U struggled out of the gate.
Yeah, it's like we almost need like an admission of that, just so we know that. They're working on fixing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I guess that would be my disappointment. Also, I was disappointed in the Rayman delay, but I like the game.
Yeah. Oh, the Watch Dogs delay is a good one.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
That was.
Yeah.
I'll have to say that's probably my biggest disappointment is the Watch Dogs delay. I mean, granted, delays usually end up with a far superior game than probably what you would have gotten, but I was really looking forward to get that this holiday, and just to hear that it was pushed so far into next year too. It's not like it's just January. They're like spring or something like that. Yeah. Like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it could be like April or May or something there.
I'll tell you what was a bummer about that. It was when me and, you know, Justin and Ben, when we were over at PAX and all, we just got out. Like, I wasn't really, you know, I was like, okay, Watch Dogs, whatever. But then we went to that thing where we sat and we watched a demo of it. After seeing it, I was like, okay, I'm actually getting excited for this game. And, like, what's the release date? Like, 2 months from now? Sure, that sounds great. And then next thing you know, we get, you know, pushed back to next year. It's like, well, my hype kind of went away. But hopefully they'll be doing that smart glass thing that we saw. And we can watch each other while they play.
Creepy.
Yeah. That's part of the thing, man. It will say, like, so-and-so is watching you if they're online through the camera.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
My biggest disappointment, I guess I would go on with Justin, would be Rayman Legends. Because if it came out when it was supposed to, I would have played the mess out of that game. But now I kind of played it for like a couple days, and then other things came out, and I still haven't really got back around to it. And yeah, I don't know when I will, because it's kind of, it already happened. Like, maybe when I really have some downtime, I'll get back to it. And I just, it feels like a missed opportunity and a missed game for me, because it just came out at the wrong time.
Oh yeah, because if it had come out, you know, in February this year, it would have sold a ton on the Wii U. It would have explained to people what the gamepad was capable of. I mean, it would have helped both Ubisoft and Nintendo tremendously. And because, I mean, I'm not saying that's the sole reason for the Wii U's woes, but that was definitely the start of it. So,
well, and if they would have released the Wii U version first,
yeah,
given it that time to sell more on the Wii U before it got split up between several different consoles.
Right.
Yeah,
Go ahead,
Alex. I was going to say, that's just silly company politics there. It robbed the developers out of their hard work. And
I still haven't picked it up, but I picked up a copy of Legends yet. I need to.
Yeah, because it's an awesome game, but yeah, like James said, I haven't beaten it. You know, Katie and I played through maybe the first four worlds. But then, like, I don't know, a few weeks later, what came out? I mean,
everything started coming out after that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, I mean, like, weird. The new Batman game came out, Assassin's Creed 4 came out that next month. Played a ton of Assassin's Creed 4. It just, you know, got lost and everything.
It's a shame because it had so much to offer too. It's like the weekly contest, the daily contest that you could do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff in that game.
And that Kung Fu thing is actually pretty fun.
It's incredibly fun with friends. It's
Oh, I get it. Kung Fu ball.
Yeah.
Going back to Tristan, would you have had it if you came out when it was supposed to?
If I had, now is this also the question if I had the money for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. I absolutely loved Rayman Origins, and from when I played it on the Challenge app, I could not get over the amazing art style, nor could I get over the immersive music. So yeah, I would have definitely picked it up when it came out, regardless, because I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, and like I still go back to this. It's still probably one of the best Wii U games that actually shows off why the Wii U is unique.
So, yeah, those Murphy levels. The one I play in the Challenge app, that one was a lot of fun. I can only imagine what the full game's like.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's just doubly frustrating to...
Definitely need more of that kind of thinking with the gamepad in 2014.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to offer there.
Yeah, well, and the sad thing is, you know, like even Nintendo, when they were talking about Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, even at VGX, they're like, oh, what can you do with the gamepad? Basically, all they said was, oh, you can do off-TV play.
Yeah, really. I've noticed that even at E3, there wasn't any mention of, like, you know, any cool touchscreen things. It's kind of like, oh, it's just an extra screen. It's like, oh.
Yeah. And off-TV play is cool, but as people say, you know, that's not really a reason to buy the system.
Right. I can agree to that.
So, you know, they need to be doing more with it to really differentiate it and make it.
And can we all say online multiplayer, please?
Yeah.
Well, I do have to say that Super Mario 3D World is also one of those. I mean, I know it's first party, and Nintendo knows how to market their gamepad and put all that gameplay in. But Super Mario 3D World is another one of those games that just uses the great the gamepad in really unique ways.
Yeah, like the touch interaction. I mean, there's really a lot you can do. I loved even just like the mini Goombas you could blow in the
away.
And I mean, they did a lot of fun stuff with that.
Yeah.
So, and it's just the little things that go a long way.
Just on a different kind of perspective of things, probably one of my biggest disappointments, and I hope gets improved next year, is with the Virtual Console. I'm not so sure how it is with the Wii U, but on the 3DS, I'm looking every week hoping to see like a plethora of awesome titles, and week in, week out, we don't get anything. I don't know if you remember back on when the Wii first came out, we were getting 4 classic titles every week. Mm-hmm. And now that seems like a distant memory now.
And how can they not do at least what they did with the Wii? That's what's so frustrating. It's like we've gone backwards, but we have better technology.
I'll go ahead and say this. I have my retro review for Super Mario Brothers 3. It's just been sitting in my computer. Like, I keep checking every Thursday since in the Direct they said, later in November, we'll be releasing Super Mario Brothers 3 on the Virtual Console for Wii U and 3DS. Each Thursday I've been checking and say, is it up yet? Because right then I go, all right, slap my review up there and tell everyone to go get it. And yes, I did make a Wizard reference for you kids who've seen The Wizard.
Yeah.
California.
Well, that may actually happen these next couple Thursdays, maybe.
All day. Hopefully. Well, hopefully tomorrow. Knock wood.
Anyway.
Like we mentioned earlier, we need GBA games next year.
Yes.
Yes. My goodness. There's so many good Game Boy Advance games I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Too many. Too many.
That was a rant.
Sorry.
That's the Virtual Console can of worms, man.
Yeah.
Listen up, Nintendo.
Listen up. We're gonna drive to Washington and knock on your door and let you know.
Come and knock on your door.
So as the year's coming in, what games have you guys been playing? That was a horrible sentence. As the year
That was a lovely sentence.
Have you guys been playing?
I actually just finished up Sly Cooper 3.
Nice.
Yeah. If you guys have not played them, I actually recommend them. They're a lot of fun. Fun little games.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing Super Mario 3D World and The Link Between Worlds. And I finally got Battlefield 4 to work on the PC.
Did it not? Was there a bug or something?
Well, I don't know if you've seen all the threads, but Battlefield 4 launch has just been a cluster of fun. And the launch was actually worse than the beta. Like the beta, I could actually get through rounds, like full rounds. But once the game actually came out, I don't think I ever completed like a single complete round. They came out with several updates over the last few weeks, but I bought the game. You know, I paid $60 for this game 2 months ago or something like that, and I just like got things working and ready to go last week.
Oh my gosh,
it's pretty ridiculous, yeah. And so a bunch of people are getting refunds and all this stuff, and which, as they should, I feel like I need to get a refund. But
why multiplayer should not be the main focus of your game.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And many other things. But
Yeah.
So that was a big disappointment. But it's been pretty fun. Now that it's working.
Yeah. Well. I started playing Assassin's Creed 4.
Ooh, how are you liking it?
It's pretty fun. Uh-huh. But then A Link Between Worlds came out, and I was like, pirates? I did that in Wind Waker. So I kind of forgot about being a pirate. But I'm going to go back to it now. Once I beat – I'm on hero mode right now on A Link Between Worlds. And I don't think I've cursed this much in a very long time.
Oh, dude, I need to start my hero mode run through.
Mm-hmm. So, I just got all the pendants. Now I got to go get the Master Sword. I just started it last night.
Spoiler!
Way to
ruin it. Come on.
That's like Zelda formula now. Like, get three things of something, and yeah, get the sword.
That's a spoiler. No.
Either way, that's what I've been doing.
Right.
I was playing some Wind Waker, still trying to make my way through it, little bits at a time.
Well, now you've been spoiled. Alex has told you to.
Spoiler. Spoiled. You might as well stop playing.
And Super Metroid's been sitting on my gamepad screen forever, so I kind of broke that open last night.
Ooh.
Nice.
And I also got Sticker Star in the mail.
Ooh.
And it's on the plastic wrap, so I have to start playing that too.
Nice.
Try to enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Money, do you like the sequence break during Super Metroid?
I actually only played about maybe an hour of it, so I haven't really gotten that far through it.
Oh, is this your first time ever playing it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Yeah, if you ever play it again the second time, try to look up online some sequence-breaking things where you can kind of, like, using some crappy spoiler. Skills. That's not spoiler. That's like using crappy skills.
Spoiler. Much, I know, I'm just messing
yeah,
with
you. You're pretty much using crappy skills to get to a point in the game you really shouldn't have been able to get to before. So it's like, you know, like people have been able to get like the gravity suit like way at the beginning of the game. It's crazy.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
It's a Metroid game. Come on. That's like saying, oh, in Castlevania, there's Dracula. Whoop.
What? You get a whip in it? No. No.
What do you mean Mario Kart has carts?
No. Yeah. Spoiler. Spoiler.
Is it me? Yes. I'm still on Link 3 Miles at the moment.
Nice.
Very
did
close
I spoil
to
it
end.
For you too?
You did.
Yeah.
I've got one dungeon left, but obviously I'm going to try and complete it completely. So I need to find all the little, what are they called? The
Maya.
The Mamma Mia's.
Yeah.
And,
and I've been playing Sonic 3D.
Is that good?
If you didn't see my review, check it out.
Did you post
to say you should read his review?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's good. It's good, but the 3D is very muted. It's not. It might not be what you'd expect it to be.
I noticed you wrote in there that they have the spin dash now, which to me is something that the first one really needed.
Yeah, it really improves the game. The first one was always kind of awkward to go back to for me after being used to the spin dash, but that's kind of resolved in this. Now it's added in. It's a much better experience, I'd say.
Nice. If I give you a quick word of advice on Link Between Worlds, make sure you get every treasure chest in each dungeon. There might be something cool in there you may have missed.
The treasure chests and dungeons? Come on.
I think I know what you're referring to, but I'll keep the spoilers quiet for anyone else.
I
love giving
spoiler warnings all over the place.
Yeah, I love giving Tristan a hard time because he has a tendency to say things like, "Oh yeah, have you gotten to that part where they do this?" Well, yeah.
Dude, everyone likes giving me a hard time. I don't get it.
Make it easy. Make it easy.
Yeah, that's what they all true. Say, too. I hate you guys.
We make fun of you because we love you.
Yeah. You're the youngest one here, I think. So.
Yeah.
No. Tom's the youngest. Snapper. Tom is the youngest. Aha.
The youngest?
Tom is the youngest.
Well, we'll still tease you the most.
But he's married, and it makes him
24
older.
On Sunday.
24 on Sunday?
I was 24 July
3rd.
Yeah, so you are the youngest. That's all right. We'll give you a break. So.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
We like him more.
Resume teasing and tricking.
Merry Christmas to all men. Uh-huh. Bah humbug.
All right, who's next? J-Money?
J-Money?
Nah, I already went.
J-Money went.
It's James.
Just me, James.
Yeah, me. Well, I finally took Mario out of my Wii U. And then I put back in Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked and happy that it won Best Adventure Game in GD through the stupid VGX awards.
Yeah, I was glad it got some recognition. It's pretty solid. Yeah.
I'm excited to check it out this Christmas. And also, on a side note, I need to get all your guys' friend codes if you have Pokemon, because I'm going to be picking that up soon. And I'm
What?
I haven't even picked up Animal Crossing, man. I haven't been behind on this game.
Well, you got a guide now in the magazine to help you get started. Just saying.
Wait. Yeah,
and Mayor Alex is—he's pretty great at it.
Wait a minute, a guide in a pure Nintendo magazine. Alex, tell me more.
Well, that's pretty much sums it up, actually. Guide
in the magazine. Spoilers.
Spoilers. There's a guide in the magazine.
So if you need help finding the real paintings from Crazy Red, because everybody hates him and he tries to rip you off, we can help you out there.
Yes, it is all in our latest issue.
Also, send me some art of your town, show me off your house, your museum exhibits. I want to put stuff like that in that section of the magazine. So if you're listening, stop being lazy. Take a picture. Send it to me.
That was just the incentive they needed.
Exactly.
I love how Tom just chimed in there. Mine.
Yeah.
Mine's ruined. You don't want a picture of mine. The weeds are like 10 foot high.
Nice.
Yeah, my place is probably burning to the ground.
Where is our mayor going?
They're burning a James effigy.
Graffiti.
Yeah.
And, well, that's what I've been playing. And I finished first season of Arrow. For anyone who cares.
Oh, dude, nice. It's good.
Nice.
It's really good. I love it.
Yeah.
I got to find the first four episodes of the second season, because Hulu Plus only has 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
You may be able to find them on certain sites.
Yeah.
Well, one site was down earlier. So.
That's one site.
That one was down. Yeah. Probably moving to a different country.
Yes.
The only thing I don't like about Arrow is that it makes me feel incredibly out of shape and fat.
No, it does. Like, not to ruin anything, but there's one where he pulls himself up by the chains. Straight up, his body, just straight up. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I'll be like, screw it. No, I'm hanging for it.
I'd probably somehow end up hanging myself with the chains or something. Like, how did this even happen?
Anyways, well, thank you for joining us, and have a happy holidays, and see you guys in 2014.
Yeah.
God bless us, everyone.